Our God. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Khuda ke fazl aur rahm ke saath hua nasir. Publisher footnote. In the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. We praise him and invoke blessings on his noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With the grace and mercy of Allah, he is the helper. Introduction. I have long wanted to write a book on the subject of the existence of God for the benefit of young people in particular. I wanted to set out in a brief and simple manner the arguments which prove the existence of God, who is our master and creator, and to describe his attributes and the advantages and means of establishing communion with him. For a number of reasons, I have until now been unable to fulfill this desire. A few days ago, however, someone asked me about the existence of God in his own peculiar manner, thus rekindling my old desire. Footnote: This person has since passed away. May Allah the Exalted treat him with forgiveness, grace, and mercy. I took this to be an appeal from beyond and embarked upon writing this book. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. Publisher footnote: There is no power in me save through Allah. In him do I trust, and to him do I return. Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 89 of the Holy Quran. End of publisher footnote. It would be incorrect to think that I have prepared myself for this task, or that I wish to shed any light upon it from a purely intellectual point of view. The only purpose I have in mind is to share my existing knowledge on the subject with the young and ordinary people in a simple and concise manner. If God so wills, it might grant guidance to some lost soul, or refresh someone's stagnating faith, or serve to comfort some anxious and restless heart, or perchance our dearly beloved might come to realize that the true aim and purpose of our lives is to recognize our Lord, whose love is greater than any other. Before I begin, I pray to the Almighty. O my Lord, you are aware of all my shortcomings, and my knowledge and deeds are not hidden from you. Grant me, through your grace, the strength to complete this book in accordance with that which pleases you. Grant power to my words and lead my pen along the path of righteousness and truth, so that people may recognize you and attain the goal of their lives. O my helper and guide, though I consider myself true in my intentions, you know me better than I know myself. If you are aware of any ill intentions on my part, do have mercy on me and purify me, so that this book may not be deprived of the blessings which you send down in support of the truth. Be it so, O my Lord and Master, O thou who art the most merciful of those who show mercy. Amen.